It seemed like everybody want to be a boss these days. Everybody want to be a boss till it's time to pay out, you feel me? Till it's time to pay that boss call. They ain't trying to have them tough conversations. Ain't trying to put in them extra hours, catching that windfall money, dealing with folks not being consistent. Don't get me started on the lack of sleep, but you know what they say.
Boss Life. B-O-S-S-F-E-S-T Boss Fest Podcast. Each and every Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, guaranteed to get you right. B-O-S-S-F-E-S-T, the Boss Fest Podcast. They might make you laugh, make you mad, make you cry. Either way it go, it's a vibe. Tune in, catch the topic, get the tea. Ain't no shallow waters over here, we get deep. You sensitive, easy to offend, you need to flee. But them tough conversations gonna be happening. Boss Fest Podcast, they hold it down. Wednesday, 7 Eastern, man, it's going down. Tell a friend to tell a friend and y'all gather round. Get active in the comments, don't get lost in the crowd.
Hey, what's happening? It's your man DJ Bush. I had to show love to Kevin and Edwina, Boss Fest Butler. Y'all know what time it is, the Boss Fest Podcast. But you already know what we live in.
Boss Life. B-O-S-S-F-E-S-T, Boss Fest Podcast. Each and every Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, guaranteed to get you right.
Man, we are back. We are back. We are back. How y'all doing today out there, Boss Fest fam? How y'all doing? I am Kevin.
I'm Edwina.
I guess I'm back. I guess I'm the only one back. I
don't
know.
You're the only one that's back, but I don't be, you know, I'm back. I just don't be, you know, like doing the most. That's all. I'm here.
Sometimes you gotta do the most.
I'm actually excited, huh?
You excited?
Yeah, I'm excited to be back. I feel like we've been MIA for a little bit, and I'm excited to be back. That's what it is.
We've been MIA out of the country, checking out the lovely Dubai.
Yeah, but I feel like we had been MIA even before that, so that's why I'm excited to be, you know, just back on the podcast. I felt like we had did an episode before we left to go to Dubai. And I don't know, you had hurt my nerves on the little podcast. So that's just what it is. But I'm excited. It's Wednesday and I'm happy to be in front of people.
I might have irked your nerves, but you know, sometimes, you know what? I irked your nerves. We're going to just leave it at that. It is what it is. So happy Wednesday,
I mean, you
everybody.
Can't change it. That would happen.
It is what it is. Happy Wednesday out there, everybody. Hope y'all having a great week. Hope you're progressing in whatever endeavors you're trying to do, chasing the bag, getting to it. This show here, typically we have a topic. We ain't have a topic. We just gonna, hey man, whatever the conversation is, we just gonna talk about it, have it is, how it flows. You know. But I will say Dubai did, you know, Dubai showed me
I
something.
I have
different.
A topic. So, I mean, you have a topic? Don't have a topic. Yeah. I mean, I just feel like, you know, stepping out on faith is our topic. I know you want to talk about like what Dubai is or what that was to you. I just feel like in my season, you know, as people call them, we are stepping out on faith on all things. Okay. So that's what it is.
Okay. Stepping out on faith, your season. Got it.
In this season, I am stepping out on faith.
Got it. So jump into your topic so I can chime in.
I just told you what my topic was. So I know you wanted to talk about, you know, what Dubai was for you since that we just returned from Dubai. In fact, I still feel jet lagged from returning and trying to get, you know, life back in order, and it just doesn't stop moving. So, you know, we'll still be moving and shaking, and we have some other things coming up. But I feel blessed to be able to experience it. I think we had a really great week and a half. I also feel blessed that we were able to show our children what that experience was. So I feel like even, you know, us taking that trip to Dubai was, you know, like, let's step out on faith, let's do it and make the most of it, I guess.
Especially in the midst of, you know, this world turmoil that's happening, especially in these Muslim countries, right? And when you look at where the placement of Dubai is, it's like right across the Persian Gulf. It's like right there, Iran. So our flight path just to even get to Dubai had to be altered because we couldn't go across the airspace in Turkey and Iran. So, you know, we had to be on the flight an additional, I think it was an additional hour or so, just because of all that conflict. And just to be able to drop down in that place and interact with those people, those customs, their culture, it was an amazing experience. Even from a business perspective, you know, I was just amazed how those people got to the bag.
One thing they are about is getting to their bag. Like, by any means necessary is what I felt like out there in those Dubai streets, is they was getting to the bag. And it wasn't a lot of hating. And if you think about that, like, anybody who's gone to Dubai and experienced Dubai, it is 5,000 cologne vendors. Like, in any given, like, two steps that you take, there are 5,000 people trying to push a smell in your face or, you know, whatever it is they sell. And Kevin, I think you had said that. Well, you're like, everybody sells the same stuff here. Like, but here on this side, it's like, man, somebody's selling t-shirts and I can't sell t-shirts because you selling t-shirts and we can't work it out. These people are within 2 feet of each other selling the same stuff and still making money. And nobody's hating on anybody. Everybody is about their bag and getting to it. And I think that's amazing to see. And if you just think about some of those things that you see out there and kind of compare it to life here, where we use a lot of excuses to not get to the bag and let a lot of things hold us back, and just like paying attention to what that is. Like, those people was working to all times of night, but getting to the bag.
You ain't giving it the true power that, you know, you need to paint this picture. So let me help paint this picture. So for anybody who's been to different countries, right? You're going to markets and things of that nature. Everybody's trying to sell you a good or service. You go in these different shops and almost feel like they're selling you the same thing, right? In Dubai, we went to a silk market. We went to a gold market. We went to a spice market. We went to all these different places. And when I say, the shop beside the shop beside the shop had the exact same thing. Everybody outside trying to get you with their sales pitch to come into their shop, right? You walk into one shop, you see the items. Okay, this is what you got. They had some spices, they had some generic stuff in some places, some beads, some Eastern paraphernalia, things of that nature. You'd be like, cool. You walk into the next shop and it's the exact same thing. You're like, wait a minute, what's going on? Then you walk out of that shop into the next one right beside it, and it's the exact same thing. So at one point it got wow. And when you think about the cologne vendors, like, is one person spraying some stuff on, spraying the cologne on a piece of paper for you to smell? You told them no, thank you. Two steps later, there's another person spraying some stuff on a piece of paper on some cologne for you to smell. Like, they just saw you tell these people no thank you. That didn't discourage them. Hey, you can smell this. You want some cologne? I got some good stuff. And it was just like the spirit of trying to get to your bag was just amazing to see. It becomes annoying at times. Keep like, man, I just told, can you just see me tell him no? Like, why aren't you paying attention? But I understood the magic behind it. It was, hey, you might have told him no, but you may tell me yes. Maybe you didn't like the way he said, do you want to smell my cologne? Or maybe I got a different aura around me that makes you want to come into my shop versus the next shop. I was just like, man, it was wild. And I saw it within myself. Like, this person here who wasn't pushing as hard, I wanted to go into their shop versus the person that was pushing extremely hard. But I see other examples of when they was pushing hard and other people walked by. The ones who were quiet, wasn't nobody, like, it was just whoever attracted your energy, right? So it was amazing to see.
Well, I say, I guess I'll add to that since you said I wasn't giving it enough. But we also were able to see, even though those people were in direct competition with each other, they still sat, ate, and prayed together. And that's amazing because even though we're in competition, we still break bread together and we still uplift each other. There was one store that I went in, which I know at this point I had got on your last nerve, but I wanted these keychains and I was like, I don't want to pay any more than like this price for these keychains. And you're like, just buy them. You talking a couple dollars here. But a friend of the shop owner came from another shop we had been to and was like, you're not going to come in here and get it. Like, you should come and get it. And it's just that point where like, we're selling the same thing, but if you're going to buy from my, you know, my homeboy or my friend, whatever it may be, you know, buy from them because everybody can eat. And I definitely wish that in some communities over here, we share those same values. Like, hey, you may not like the way that I offer the product, or you may buy better with someone else. I want them to do well. I hope they succeed, and I'm gonna help push them to be better. So that is definitely a really good takeaway to take from, you know, being able to go and see that, especially in such tight-knit areas where people are selling the same thing over and over again.
Man, you know how hard it is to be to sell cologne in 125 degree heat? Like,
what I don't understand is they sell so much cologne, but it's definitely a aura scent over there. And I'm like, I don't get it. It's so many like cologne vendors everywhere you look. Like,
there's so many cologne vendors, but we ain't wearing deodorant. That what you're trying to say? That,
hey, I just was like, you selling it to the Americans, you know, like the visitors. Is y'all getting some?
I guess they understand cologne and musk don't mix, but hey, that's part of their cup. That's part of certain Eastern cultures and customs. They don't believe in wearing deodorant and stuff. You know, we have certain shops in our community. Like, you'd be like, man, like, what's that smell? Like, you know what? They don't believe in it. Whatever that reasoning is, I haven't Google searched enough to care.
I don't know if it was like a don't believe in deal, but it definitely had a definite.
It's something with that. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if it's a belief or practice or religion. I don't know, but there is a. But you see that within Middle Eastern men and things of that nature. But I thought it was just a beautiful thing, and being in Dubai, which is a multicultural city, right? We know that this city was built out of nothing, right? One of the we understood what Dubai really is. It's seven kingdoms over there, in that they call them the Emirates, right? And it's the seven kingdoms. Dubai is its own kingdom. Abu Dhabi is its own kingdoms. I think Saudi Arabia, like there's all these different kingdoms exist under this one umbrella, almost like how the United States is, except instead of having 50 states, they only have seven. They have seven kingdoms. And to see how things change from kingdom to kingdom is just like how it is here in America. The way we do things in Florida is different than the way they do things in New York, or the way they do things in Georgia or California or Texas and things of that nature. And depending upon the laws and the people and the customs, you know, something very simple can be a challenge for you. The fact that it's like there really is no crime in Dubai. Like, I thought it was a joke when I heard that at first, like, man, there's no crime here. But I can't tell you, I did not see a single police vehicle, nor did I hear a single police siren the entire time I was there.
I saw a police vehicle, so I'm not going to say that. But I will say, as we're talking about stepping out on faith, don't listen to the hype. I think there was a lot of times before we went to this trip, and let me backtrack for a little bit. We didn't tell a lot of people we were doing this trip. And the reason for that is a lot of times you tell people what your plan is before you make that plan. and people will tell you everything, but hey, I think you should do it. And I feel like that's a lot in business. You know, hey, you shouldn't do it because this is going on. Hey, you don't want to get stuck over there. Like, I don't think that's the best decision. You still gonna go, like, you don't know what's happening. There's so many reasons why you shouldn't do it instead of somebody saying, hey, you should. So I equate that to like how we operate in business in itself. There's a lot of people that will tell you what you shouldn't do instead of, hey, I support the movement of doing it. But I know we didn't tell a lot of people before we went what we were doing, but there's also a lot of things out there telling you what Dubai is. You know, like, you can't dress this certain way, you can't be this certain way, don't you know so-and-so went to jail because they did this, and XYZ. There are definitely places in the area where you may need to be a little bit more conservative than others. But what I felt like is when we stepped into to certain areas, people made sure we understood what it was, and no one was out to be like, ah, I got you, you know, you're American and you're gonna go to jail, like, you got to pay this fine. It was none of that. I felt like it was all love for wherever we went. And we were in a lot of places that I felt like they hadn't seen people similar to us, whatever that may be, you know, like people looking and whatever. But it was never like you were unwelcome, and never, I just felt like there was never a time where we weren't supported, or someone wasn't like, hey, I got you in this sense or that sense. But before going over there, there was a lot of research on, hey, the Americans go to jail, you shouldn't do this, or if you dress like this, you're not going to come back, XYZ. It's just a lot of fear before you do something. And I'll use that to preface, you know, like what I said we would say is step out on faith. Sometimes people will say a lot of stuff about what you shouldn't do. Step out on faith and do it anyway.
You say you ain't tell nobody about it because, you know, that is scary. Honestly, I ain't tell nobody about it because I wanted to see it. I wanted you to see it on social media. Like, so when you go back to your little group chats and you talk about this and talk about that with Boss Fest.
Now, who talk about you in a group chat?
Make sure you add they went to Dubai. Like, when you
talk, who is talking about you in the group chat?
Whoever, from my friends to my enemies, I don't care. Whenever you go back to your group chats, make sure you say they went to Dubai.
Your friends are talking about you in the group chat?
Huh?
Your friends are talking about you in the group chat?
You're my friends always talk about me in the group chat, but they my friends. And our group chat is strong because their energy is about love, right? We can talk about each other opportunities. But it isn't too, but I know that if I fall down, they're there to help pick me up. Okay. There are other group chats out there that's only designed to pick at your flaws and things of that nature. All I'm saying is that, hey, I wasn't telling nobody because I want you to see it, to hate, or to praise it. Either way, you're going to see it through social media and enjoy. Love the place, love the place, love the place.
So are you in the right group chat is what you're really saying?
I'm in the right group chat. Whatever group chats out there that talk about us or talk about me that I don't know about, who cares? All I'm saying is that, hey, if you are talking about me or us in a group chat, make sure you include Dubai. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I love that because, like, for me, when I look at social media, since you said, you know, like, hey, you didn't tell people because you wanted them to see it on social media, I love to see winning people on my, like, social media feed, people out there doing a lot of stuff. And right now, like, I see a lot of my Facebook friends out there actually, like, moving in the world. I've seen a lot of trips over the summer. I've seen a lot of people like leveling up in business, and I love to see it. And for me, those are the supportive people that I want. So if we're building a group chat, those are the people. Don't ever bring me the bones about, oh, the group chat said that you ain't doing XYZ. Let the group chat say something. Well, like, I see you, girl. Okay, do more of that. Do whatever it is. And I'm glad that you have a supportive group chat, because in the same thing, when you talk about step out on faith, I definitely feel like there can be a lot of hater group chats that will keep you limited and not, you know, doing what you meant to do.
I am still on cloud nine about the move that we've been making, right?
Okay.
Like, I know we were traveling and doing things before COVID. I think COVID woke us up differently. I think COVID woke up everybody. I just think some people went back to sleep.
And so they were woke and then sleepy now?
So think about it. So COVID happened. The world shook it. The whole world was shook by this this disease, right? But it's by this plague. And a lot of, like, everybody was affected by it in some way, some form. Some people lost very close family members, but all of us was impacted. So every one of us knows somebody who passed away from this, whether a close family member or a distant family member. Like, man, oh, dang, that person passed away. Man, and then you start seeing all the comments about the regrets, right? About, man, I should have done more. I should have spent more time with my family. I should have enjoyed the vacations. I shouldn't have been trying to get all the money, don't do all the overtimes and things of that nature. And we'd be like, all right, we're going to do something different. And everybody started trying to go into their bag. Everybody started trying to figure out how can they get money in different ways, which is beautiful, right? And it was working for a couple of years. Then everybody kind of settled back into today patterns. And I am definitely a person that's a creature of habit. And I love to fall back into my patterns and things of that nature. But I got to thank God I got a pushing wife. And she like, hey, man, we got to keep going hard. But we would travel before COVID. And after COVID, like, our travel game has just intensified. It's like, man, we got to go to real places. Like, we got to go see Africa. And even in going to Africa, when you think about Africa, like, it's a whole continent. It's more than just Africa there. There's a lot of things there. And we went to South Africa, the very bottom part of the continent of Africa. And we went to Johannesburg, then jumped on a plane and went to Cape Town. Like, most people, when they travel to a place, they ain't like, all right, man, let me jump on another plane and travel to another place. It's like, man, if we in these areas, how can we maximize it? We went to Dubai. We was like, man, while we in Dubai, how can we go see somewhere else? Then we went to Abu Dhabi. That wasn't as an intense of a travel as leaving from Johannesburg and going to Cape Town. But the fact it was like, man, if we in this area, we don't know if we're going to be here tomorrow. How many places can we see? And to just see the difference in, like, how people practice business and religion just between those two areas is crazy. Dubai is like, I would call it like a little America or a little New York, but much cleaner, much nicer, people respecting you. And I seen the business grind and everybody who was trying to get to that bag. And if you do go to Dubai, you know, it costs a little money to get there. But just know every U.S. dollar over there is worth 3.5 of their dollar. So once you get there, you can convert your money over. You might be able to ball out a little bit. But make sure you leave the tourist area because they feel charging American prices over there. And you just be like, man, God dang. It's all love. All great.
So, I mean, just to go back to what you said about COVID, I think for me, like, COVID really did change my life and my outlook on everything. COVID brought me to entrepreneurship, in fact, which I feel like unlocked. Like when you said, like, you unlocked the level of yourself, I feel like COVID helped me do that. So I realized in that moment, which probably a lot of people did, that what I was doing in my day-to-day life wasn't satisfying. Like, I was going to this 9-to-5 job and I just wasn't happy there. And that's all I knew. Like, the job had become my identity. You know what I mean? Like, this is what I do. And outside of going to work, I went home. You know, I went to work and I came home and I took care of a family. And it was like, that was really what it was. And once COVID hit, I realized, like, this isn't satisfying for my life. Well, and you're right. We did some traveling, like we did, you know, some cruising, and we really enjoyed what that was. And a lot of people, like, there'll be a lot of people that don't even leave their hometown. So I love to cruise, but COVID really helped me say, you know what, like, expand what that looks like, because you don't know what tomorrow brings. A lot of people who were very healthy, in fact, lost their lives behind COVID. So that helped me see, hey, you know what I mean? Like, do something that satisfies you and makes you happy. And then on top of like changing, you know, careers and like being introduced to entrepreneurship, I decided I wanted to live my life to the fullest. And if you have the ability to do it, do it. And a lot of times when you look at something before you do it, and that's whether like we're talking about travel, like anything in life in general, right? It always feels very big before you do it. And we realized when we were doing Africa, we were like, man, like, Africa is a dream. If we can make it to Africa, that would be amazing, just to put your feet, you know, on the ground over there. And how are we going to accomplish that? But once we did, it was, why haven't we done this sooner? Because we could have done this so long ago. So all you have to do is duplicate that and do it again, which is what we did with Dubai. Lessons and applying them, you know, whether you're talking about in business or in regular life, it always feels big before you actually do it. But all it is just one plan in front of the other, and you keep planning, and all of a sudden it works out. Like now there's a payment plan for everything, right? So it doesn't even have to be as hard as you think. And it's really just step out on faith and get it done. But when I'm thinking about like, hey, apply what we just did to Dubai, is we're applying that to Boss Fest. Like when we did the first Boss Fest, that felt like, how will we accomplish that? Because I've never done an event before. We've never done a pop-up shop. How do we make it happen? And now it doesn't feel as big. The task isn't as hard because you set the blueprint, so you get it done.
I'm with you. I am, like I said, still on cloud nine. Great exposure. I'm thinking about the next trip, actually, because every time we plan these things, it's like we're getting bigger with it. It's like, man, what's bigger than Africa? What's bigger than Dubai? We're like, man, is it Japan?
I don't think you have to necessarily be bigger than it. That's not the goal, is to make the trip, you know, bigger than the last trip. The idea is to expand the mindset. And when you think about you're expanding your mindset, you're doing that on so many different levels. So I don't look at, hey, I'm trying to make something bigger. Like for me, you know what I'm saying? Like I've never seen New York. So New York can become like this whole thing. But the point is expanding your mindset to see. I know you're making a face, like whatever. But in this lifetime, it's how many things can you see and how many experiences. So for me, I'm no longer trying to give my kids the material things that they just really don't care about anymore. For me, it's the experiences, because one day we won't be here, but the memories will last for forever. So I'm not really looking at like how big or grand the thing can be, but the experiences that come around it. And the reason why I said, hey, like I've never been to New York, that can be a big experience, because when we go somewhere, it's like, how many things can you incorporate in this trip that they can experience that they've never been able to experience before? And that to me is what makes it grand, regardless of where we are. It's the mindset of getting there and the memories that they get to have with their parents, because one day they're going to have their own kids and be able to say, man, my parents did this. I want to do this for my children too. So I think we're unpacking a lot of things at one time. Like, you know what I mean? COVID has unlocked a different level of mindset for us. We're breaking generational curses. Like at this age, we never were able to do that. I don't know if I even went out of state with my parents on a trip before, but our kids will be able to have these experiences. And now what will they want to do with their children? So when you think about grand to me is what we're giving them without them even realizing.
You ain't finna shit on my grand. Listen, I want to be great. And to me, I want to figure out how to do business. Listen, don't. I let you go on your rent. I'm going on mine. So, I want great. You keep pushing for us to be great. I'm like, all right, how can I now be great? How do I look at the next thing? Because if I stay stagnant and say, all right, man, this is cool, then we don't grow. So, if I start getting in the mindset, man, okay, how can we get better? And you better may not necessarily be. Better may not necessarily be a far off location, but what are the things that I want to experience in life Same thing with business. What are those things I want to see? Like, our kids have never seen snow before, right? So,
right.
Hey, we can go up to an Iowa or North Dakota or Colorado or something where they can experience the, what's going on with the snow. Since I've done it before, you've seen it, I guess. I don't know, maybe, maybe not.
I've never seen snow.
So because I've experienced it, to me, it isn't like, and that all thing, because there's only so much you can do in the cold, right?
Mm-hmm.
And once your body gets too cold, all thing you want to do is just be in the house anyway. So it's like, all right, but if I had that experience, how can I tie that into something else and keep moving? So when I think about what's the next step or how to make it bigger, it isn't necessarily like, all right, man, where can I fly to a whole nother continent again? But I do want to do that as well. But hey, where can I experience in a different country? Going there to another country and seeing things is great.
You literally saying exactly what I just said.
I want it to be to me. So fair enough. I'm saying the same thing you saying, whatever. I want grand, but I need to define what that grand looks like. Even within business, what does grand look like to you in business? What does great look like to you in business? What does any of this look like as we move forward? I know I can't wait for the next thing. And I'm trying to develop that mindset, or I am developing that mindset as it relates to this business, right? We do our event and it's like, man, I can't wait for the next thing to make it bigger. Because we could have done the same thing this year that we did in year one, but how many people gonna keep coming out for that? Right? We can do the same thing.
Well, you have to keep elevating and growing. So, you just unpacked the conversation that I had and you repeated it. But if you're talking about growing in business, then yes, you keep elevating yourself. You reach a milestone and you level up.
I think you keep growing in life. It ain't necessarily growing in business. It's just growing in life. And to see those things play out the way they did, I'm just amazed, right? I'm amazed how we've been able to pull this off. And we bump heads all the time about how we gonna navigate through some of these things. And the end result, I think people don't appreciate the struggle when they get to the end result, right? But
okay, so people don't appreciate the struggle when they get to the end result. Elaborate, like, what do you mean?
What I mean by that is, people don't listen. Kevin Hart said it a while back, like, everybody wants the fame, they want to put in the work, right? Everybody wants success, they don't want to put in the work. What I'm saying is similar to that same statement, like, man, like, social media today, everything looks so grand to people, right? Oh my God, you're doing so much. You're doing so well. Is you really living on that level? And you start to find out a lot of that stuff is fake on how they living around here. Like some of the images we have of people is fake, but I can't fake what Dubai was for us, right? And we ain't even really putting out no real content. We just saying, hey, we out here on the desert. We out here on the beach. We out here on camelback, riding camels and things of that nature. We at the mosque. Like that's
so
real.
So take what you're saying. So you're saying social media gives people a fake reality, which we all know, but you're saying like your reality is a fake. Like I'm just trying to understand like the meat and potatoes of what you're saying, minus the Dubai.
So because of how hard you have to work to get to these places or get to these things, to me it's hard to fake that, right? Unless you're sitting on huge sums of money. But I look at a lot of content on social media today, and a lot of it just appears like fake energy, right? Fake smiles, fake, just fake.
Well, there's a lot of fake on social media, so that's what it is. You have to decipher between the real and the fake. Think about that with business coaches. You know what I mean? Like everybody is doing so well in business, but are they really? We experienced that when we were like first going into business and people with Lambos talking about, you know, how you flip this and you get that. And it seems really great at first, but then when you like get into the meat and potatoes, can you really teach me how to do my business and walk me through what that looks like? So of course there's a lot of fake, like that's what social media is. So are you like, I get what you're saying, like social media is fake, but how does that relate? Like you're saying you couldn't fake, like you're not fake.
I think when you do things like that, when you put yourself, like when you invest in yourself or your brand or your family, whatever, in a certain way, even through social media, you can feel the realness of it, right? And that's one of the things, you know, I want to project in whatever we do moving forward. Like if we interacting with people, we interacting with groups, we doing these vacations, we doing this. I want it. So when you see it, you're like, man, I know that that's real. I know sometimes people think there is no struggle behind the real, but oh my God, there was so much struggle behind that. Planning a trip to Dubai, putting the money aside to get it all paid for, then having the money to spend while we on site, and just those challenges. But I wouldn't take any of that away to experience it again, because now I'm prepared to know how to go even harder the next round when it's time for the next trip. So that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, so I mean, I guess to me, you're relating a lot of it to the trip of Dubai, but I feel like how people understand like what's fake and what's real is being able to see the ups and downs. So if I take Dubai like out of the equation completely, when you show people the ups and downs of business and like an insight to who you really are, I think that's how people can decipher like whether it's real or not. It goes back to like the know, like, and trust, right? So if people can see like, hey, they were just able to say like they just experienced, you know, a down in business and this was really hard, but I see them up and I see them now with the Lambo, people become excited. You know, those people who really want to see you win, they're excited that you got the Lambo and you leveled up because they saw the struggle behind it. And if you're not just sharing the wins or the flash behind like whatever it is, I think people can respect it more. Even we were like looking for business coaches. I think that's how I finally was saying like, hey, I found a group of entrepreneurs that really relate to me, because it wasn't like, dang, I don't fit in here. I don't have, you know, two Lambos and like every designer piece of everything you can put on. But people who are really out here saying like, hey, I just took a L. I just lost $5,000 betting on myself, but I would do it again. And those people were like, okay, those are people I need to be with. Like, hey, I'm giving up, you know, the Lambo life because I'm going to drive a Honda because I want to invest in myself and I want to put that money into properties and I want to see it grow, do X, Y, Z. Like, so it's just finding that tribe of people and letting people really see like, hey, this was an L, this was a plus, and riding the wave with you. I think that's how people understand like what's real and what's not, in my opinion.
I'm with you.
So I don't think, you know what I'm saying, like, yes, you're talking about one particular trip, but I think for us as like two business owners, what people get to see all the time is the ups and downs of two people working together, and this working together ain't easy, right? And then they get to see us plan like the event and walk through like the struggles of what that is to the outcome of what Boss Fest becomes when we put it on in October, to go back and do it again. And trust and believe, every October I then say, I don't want to do this anymore because this is a lot, to then go back and say, man, I had a vision on how we could do it better next year, because the vision just doesn't leave. And the real entrepreneurs, I feel like, will understand what that feels like when you say, man, I gave every dollar to it and I feel like I should give up, but something just like, I just can't shake it, I'm gonna do it again.
We need to get out of that mindset of I don't know if I want to do this no more. Whenever we take a vacation, we don't think about, oh my God, I don't ever want to take a vacation no more. It's like, man, how do we make it better, right? Whenever we mastered how to do something a certain way, it's no longer a, I don't want to do it no more. It's how do I make it better? And that's where I want to get to moving forward with our brands and our business. That's what I think everybody should get to. How do I make it better? I love what I'm doing. I encourage people to find their passions and to do the same thing in a way that makes sense for them. And I'll say it again. I'm one of those people who came into entrepreneurship kicking and screaming, right? This wasn't my vision. This wasn't my dream. My wife came to me and said, hey, I want to do this this way. I'm looking at life and things of this nature. And me being, quote unquote, the man or a man, it's like, man, I always got to look at things from a provide and protect perspective, right? How do I make sure my family's provided for? How do I make sure they're protected? And I will sacrifice a lot of me to try to achieve those two goals so that way my family feels provided for and protected. But in business, you got to step out on unknown territory. Like, and when you take these trips, you're stepping out in unknown territory. All the stuff that we heard about Dubai, oh man, this influencer got arrested for doing this, and somebody spit on the ground and it cost them this, and they threw some trash on the ground, it was this. Like, man, when you go over there and you actually talk to the people, I said, no, you got to understand, whatever you're seeing the extreme cases of people who didn't stop after the first person told them you need to stop. Hey, and because sometimes, and like when you're telling people about stuff or you're doing your own research sometimes and you don't experience it, you almost scare yourself from experiencing these things or seeing what's out there. Because you've already convinced yourself it's going to be a fail. Once you're out there and you're doing it, it's like, man, you know what? This wasn't that scary. And that whole experience was not scary at all. The only thing I was scared about was my daughter. Like, I don't know. This girl just wants to put on whatever she wants to put on. And I'm like, man, you know what? If they arrest you, baby, daddy can't save you here. Like, I know you want to wear what you want to wear, but I can't save you if they arrest you over here. That was my only
fear. I'll say, I feel like you had a lot of fear, and there was a lot of fear kind of like broadcast or like put on the rest of us because of like where you were with the reading of things and trying to be extra cautious and
protect and provide.
Fear and extra cautious. But if I relate that to what you're talking about in business, it is, and bear with me here, like, because you're going to feel a certain type of way.
I am going to feel a certain type of way, because every time we get on this thing, I said protect and provide, you are afraid. Yes, I'm afraid because I have to protect and provide.
It's like telling your dream to someone with a small mind.
No, there you go. Nope. We beyond
because
that.
Because what they will do is they will give you all the fear things on why you shouldn't do it, why you shouldn't go over there. And what we're saying is step out on faith anyways. And it's okay to say, hey, I did my research and, you know, hey, I had these fears, blah, blah, blah. Because you're literally saying, hey, don't be me, because it's cool. It's okay.
Why are you putting that out there? No, that is not what the heck I'm saying. What I did was I prepared myself to try to deal with whatever come my damn way. And even when you prepare for everything, stuff still goes wrong. So what I didn't want to do is have us in a situation where we thinking we were in the right and we were completely in the wrong. Hey, how much stuff can I research? How many things can I go and check and verify to make sure that whatever happens, we're good as a unit, as a family, and we all make it back here safely. So absolutely. I went and researched everything from spitting on the ground to the conservative dressing to not bothering people, not putting cameras in people's faces and stuff like that, respecting people's cultures and stuff like that. You're absolutely correct. I went and researched everything and I told it to my family and I said, hey, listen, we're doing this. So it was never a fact about not doing it, to say, while we're doing it, these are the things we need to be cautious of and look out for, because if one thing goes wrong, we'll call it American justice system and things like that, but you know, that has its own condemnation to it. But there is no protection. These laws are what it is. You break them, it's an extreme measure behind it. And it's justified or it's proven because they only have a 1% crime rate. And we saw it in real time. Nobody got out of pocket. Everybody abide by rules and laws. It wasn't a whole bunch of police presence. No police officers walking around with guns and stuff, stopping you in tourist areas and things. And like the police were undercover. You didn't even know sometimes who were police. 1% crime. This is the most comfortable I ever felt walking around with my bag and pulling money out of my pocket and everything else. Typically, my wife be on my head. Put the money up. What you doing? You can't be just flipping out of it. And baby, I'm 300 pounds. Ain't too many people like trying to knock me over my head because I pulled my money out to count it. But I think I heard it one time from you, like, you just gonna flip your money out? And I said, we in Dubai. You're like, oh, you right. And you left me alone. But that's because we researched the stuff and made sure we was good. I'm excited. I want people to experience that, go through those challenges, go through those progressions. Through life, through family, through friends, through business. It only makes you better.
Okay, so check mark, that trip, we've done that. We've been able to successfully do that. What is the next thing that you're excited about?
The next thing I'm excited about that's coming about is me and you gonna be taking another trip here shortly. We're going back to Atlanta to do some networking, and so I'm excited about that. I'm always excited about when I can be around like-minded people and be exposed to different things that can help grow. So August, I'm excited about that. I'm excited about, you know, our daughter being being awarded a position in the Bethune chorus. So she's going to be able to perform and continue her chorus, you know, performing with the chorus with Bethune choir. So I'm excited about that. Business-wise, I'm excited about what we're bringing to the table for our event in October. We got the lineup. The lineup is there. Names are going to be dropping on the website soon. We're just getting everything in play. We're going to have an offer that's going to be impactful for people who are trying to level up. I'm excited for the people that we're helping right now, right, in business and coaching over here in the sideline. We're helping several different organizations right now help, you know, work through some of their things. And all of this is just, you know, preparing me for the next thing or preparing our business for the next thing. So those are the things I'm excited about.
So awesome. I think there's a lot of things to come, a lot of things in the works, and the work doesn't stop, right? Like, there's always the next go-to. And I realize that, like, there's no break for you in business, and you got to keep going and keep pushing. Really, there's no break in life. Like, life just keeps moving and keeps coming at you. I am excited because in a couple weeks, we will be in Atlanta. We'll be able to be networking and just learning how we can take our business to the next level. We have a goal to get everything for this year's Boss Fest done in the next 20 days. So that's a big goal.
That's aggressive as hell, but
that's what we have to do. Like, there's always the next thing, and we're excited for the lineup. And what people don't realize is, like, hey, like, we've been planning since October, right? Like, the planning doesn't stop. So the lineup is there. Like, we know everyone that's going to hit the stage, and we're excited to be able to bring that to everyone else so that they will know. Like, we are looking to really enlighten our community and really bring an impact to people. And when you talk about getting the bag, because I feel like people this year are really focused on what their money can do, how to make their income stretch or create a secondary income, I think we've now really put our ear to the ground and said, how can we help the people around us, and what do business owners want, and trying to really deliver that to them. I'm excited for us being able to impact people close and far and really understand value and how to leverage that. So I think there's a lot of things to come. We've been making a lot of moves, not only in the 9-to-5 front, but in Boss Fest. And it just feels like so far we just have not stopped moving. So a lot of things to be excited for sure.
What do you want to see happen next?
happen next for what? Are you talking about Boss Fest? Are you talking about us individually?
We'll go with Boss Fest first, then we can go individually.
I think what I want to see happen next with Boss Fest is I want to see a partnership. So we were talking earlier about this episode, and I don't know if that was a podcast episode that Kevin Hart was doing with Issa Rae or what, but anyway, it was talking about reaching out to help, like for help, and not being afraid to ask those people next to you for help. I want to really embody that, because I know that there's a lot of great business owners around me and people who want to support, and sometimes they just don't know how. I want to learn, and I'm going to, you know, like, hey, I'm admitting that in front of everyone, how to ask for help and really leverage what that help looks like to build our brand. Because what I would like to do is create a partnership. I want to see Boss Fest travel. So when the new entrepreneurs and the new like business owners are coming, they know Boss Fest is that one-stop shop that's going to take you from zero to 10 and help you really leverage. So you don't got to waste thousands of dollars trying to figure out how to get your business up and running, because we've already done that, all right? We've already lost thousands of dollars trying to figure it all out. We'll help you get there, you know, take the easy way. So that's really what I'm...
Definitely take a better way.
Work smarter, not harder. And that's what we're here to help you do. Because a lot of business owners waste thousands of dollars just trying to figure it out because you just don't know what to do. So anyway,
you don't know what to do, and you're afraid that if you ask for help or you ask, you know, you try to get real support, you get that you either get fake support or you get that or you get hustled, right? And everybody's tired of being, no one wants to feel like they've been hustled. And nobody wants to give energy to fake support. But you have to go through the emotions of, you have to go through the steps, the process of it. It's almost like an initiation, right? You have to go through the hazing part of it a little bit, so that way you know how to recognize what you truly need for your business and your brand. So there are certain pieces of it we can't protect anybody from, because you do have to experience it. But hey, these disciplinary little things like, hey man, how to set up your business, how to create this and do that. Man, there's no more gatekeeping behind that. No more gatekeeping. Even with grants, right? Like AI has taken over the game. I don't want to sit here and tell you like, oh my God, don't come seek me out for grant writing services. But I do want to say, hey man, I want to help get your business ready for grant writing services, but AI can help you write your grants now. You just have to have everything else in place. So instead of me trying to manipulate the game, like, well, you still need me to do this. No, I'm going to teach you how to use AI to go get grants. And that's the pivot point in all of this stuff, right? Like, hey, man, how do you keep leveling up? How do you keep moving forward? I'm excited. I know we're talking about reaching out. You know what? I'm excited about reaching out, and I did it today. I reached out to a few people. The last person I reached out today before we got on the podcast was DJ Bush. So shout out to DJ Bush. I just reached out to him just to see how he's doing. I think we need to do more of that as a community, right? In business and everything like that. Hey, we know we need to do that for people regardless. But I think as entrepreneurs, we need to reach out to those other entrepreneurs who are doing things. I mean, just ask them how they're doing. Because sometimes when people call you, it always almost feels like, what do you want from me? Like, what are you trying to take from me? Or use me for, or not necessarily use me, or manipulate me to do. And it felt very reassuring just to have a normal conversation with somebody, a fellow businessman, a fellow father, someone who I respect, and just converse and just talk about life and business and other opportunities out there. And it was just a very genuine, heartfelt, love-felt conversation. And I'm going to get back into the practice of doing that. I told myself I'm going to reach out to more people just to check on them mentally, spiritually, physically, moving forward. And I've done okay, but I can do better, right? I can always do better.
I mean, I think that's a really good self-assessment, and you're right. Like, we definitely get busy in the whole scheme of things that you don't have those connections or you don't reach out to people. And I don't think it's always intentional. You know, we see what each other, what we're doing, and we wish each other the best, but we don't really reach out. So I think that's a good goal to have. And I guess it goes back to what I was saying with the Kevin Hart, Issa Rae thing about, you know, just saying, hey, what's up, and asking for help. So if you have those connections, you feel more comfortable with asking for help. And that's what I struggle with, is asking for help. And she was saying in that episode, like, she called Kevin Hart once and he didn't answer. So she was like, I'm not calling no more. Like, you didn't answer me. And he was like, bruh, I was busy one time and you not gonna ever call me again. And I have to think that, you know, in myself. Cause I do that a lot, you know what I mean? Like, oh, you didn't answer. So, you know, obviously I'm bothering you. And that's not necessarily the case. So it's just really kind of working on those barriers and those insecurities we have within ourselves so that we can be great. And I think for us, that's a lot of what makes that the whole thing real, because you asked about that earlier, is acknowledging what those insecurities are and growing in real time. And you get to see, like, hey, how we're trying to level up and be different people and better people. And as we're trying to be business coaches, understanding, like, we don't have it all together, but we're working to become what that looks like so that we can support the people coming behind us and the people that are looking to grow along with us. So I would just say good call out.
So I know we're getting close to that time. Anything else you want to touch on? I know we were just kind of everywhere with this, but we still kind of stayed on a little topic.
I'm going to say you, because you're just so excited about Dubai that you just like, you know, Dubai. So
there was no topic.
Like to plan a trip to Dubai, I'm going to tell y'all to reach out to Kevin first. He will be the travel destination guy to help you go to all the amazing stops and tell you the do's and don'ts of Dubai. I am going to ask for a finder's fee up front because I did, you know, not gatekeep and referred you to him. So a referral fee is what I'll ask for when you contact Kevin about Dubai.
Listen, hold up. Nope. Figure out where you want to go. Nope, I'm not playing with you. Figure out where you want to go. Shout out to our travel agent who got us there, All-in-One Travel. We've been working with her for a few years now, and she helped us get there, and she helped us get to Africa too, and she's going to continue to do that. I don't know who you all have as travel agents, but if you don't have a travel agent, I advise you to get you one that's going to make sure you're good, taken care of. And she did a great job for us. All-in-One Travel helped get us to Africa, helped get us to Dubai. So shout out to her.
Yes. If she catches this episode, please post your business information. Shalonda has been great for us for, I can't even say how many years that we've actually been utilizing her for services, but it feels good to go somewhere and somebody check and make sure, you know, like, you're good, you got this, you got that. So 100%, you know,
it's a community
of approval on that for sure.
It's a community. So find your community that wants you to see the world, that wants to help you grow. Before we close out,
I will say, I know we have been telling you guys to save the date for Boss Fest. It is going down October 5th. We are back again in Brandon at the Embassy Suites. When I tell you, it is jam-packed with just amazing speakers, straight game being delivered. And when we say no gatekeeping, that is 100% what we mean. And I can't say it. Y'all just gonna have to see it. And it's a do not miss type of thing. I'm really excited that we get to be the ones to deliver this and bring this to the area, because like just to be in the room and around some of these great minds who are like, man, we're not gatekeeping. We helping people go after the bag. We helping people level up in 2025 going into 2026 is exciting to see. A bunch of minority business owners who are like, hey, we can all level up and get the bag together. I'm excited for that. So what I want to say as we close it out is save the date. Block off your calendar for October 5th. Boss Fest is going to be a movie, and we will be dropping the details very shortly. And look, that's it. Keep an eye on the website, www.boss-fest.com. It's up.
Hey, I wasn't paying attention to you there for a second. Your little Indian chain blinging now, ain't it? It hit the light a little bit and it kind of blinded me a little bit. In the
this is Arabic.
Arabic. There you go. I'm sorry. Your Arabic chain hit me. You had to go research to see if they really wrote your name on it, but hey.
You're a hater.
Boss Fest going down October 5th. Listen. That's the only event you need to be doing going through October 5th. Sorry, not sorry. If you're trying to level up, if you're trying to get your
that was shade.
I don't care. I don't care anymore. Like, I'm getting to a point where I can't care about other people's plays. I want to help people get to the bag. And for me to do that, I have to get to a place where I'm comfortable saying, hey, listen, either you're trying to make money or you're trying to be entertained, right? I'm not trying to entertain you. I'm trying to get you to a place where you can think for yourself and figure out how do you secure extra 20, 30, 40,000. Maybe that becomes your new lifestyle. Maybe that becomes your new income source. Like, this all starts from one thing. When we started these businesses before, we started them because we wanted to just make a little bit of money. We started making money with them, and we was able to generate income. And it was like, all right, man, how do we continue to build from this? And we realized we got more of a passion for teaching this stuff and coaching this stuff than we did for trying to sell CBD. Like, I didn't really want to be in the sun like that all day. And even with grant writing, like, I like helping organizations grow. I don't really want to write all your damn grants and you looking at me crazy. I don't want to do that. But I want to help you get to the point where you can write your own grants. So listen, if you're looking to grow, you're looking to get better, come to Boss Fest. You're looking to be entertained, go to somewhere else. I'm throwing all the shade. Everybody else throwing
you're
shade.
You're definitely throwing all the shade.
I don't care.
You don't throw shade at me. You don't throw shade at other people we don't even know. Like, you being very shady. And then you like to throw your hand and be like, it's me. But you are definitely the shady one of the bunch, for sure.
Whatever. Boss Fest, October 5th. Boss Fest, October 5th. Be there. I don't got nothing else. I'm good. I'm through being shady for this episode.
We appreciate y'all. Y'all enjoy the rest of y'all Wednesday. We out.
Peace.